Hello and welcome to the Car Guy Coffee Podcast.
This digital dealer interview series is brought to you by our friends and partners at
Pure Cars,
VinQ,
Team MXS,
Fixed Ops
Digital, M1 Data and Analytics,
and Drive Century.
If you want more information or want to partner with the brew,
go to carguycoffee.com.
Let's brew!
Coffee Podcast with the one,
the only, Gary May.
Welcome to the show, brother. So excited to have you on.
What about you?
That's right,
that
folks.
Going. This Man. Exciting guy over here is doing so much fun for so many different people. He always brings this smile, and I love how he connects so easy to everybody. Brother, how much fun have you been having connecting at this particular time with that amazing jacket?
Thank you, along with the
Represent.
Enjoying doing the connections, the networking. I've actually been walking around, including in front of us, a client around the show or multiple clients around the show.
Yep.
See, she's sitting in that vendor booth right now. Yeah, a lot of networking, a lot of fun, bringing ideas to the dealers and to the vendors that want to actually improve things in all these times of headwinds and challenges, because every challenge, the other side's an opportunity. So spending a lot of time really getting the dealers and the vendors that want to really move the needle with everything that we're dealing with as an industry.
And you do that all the time. You know, one thing that I've always respected about you is your honesty about what's happening and your products and what's going on and things like that. And in your numbers, you don't skew numbers. You're very accurate on what you say, to the point where when you hear misinformation, you will check somebody like, oh, hold on a second.
Yeah. We'll call it out.
Respect for that. And I honor that a lot. There's so many things about you that just really stick out to me compared to a lot of people that walk around here. And integrity is one of those words that stick out to me. So I appreciate the integrity that you bring to you.
Hey, dealers, Car Guy Coffee Podcast and Certified Solutionaries are honored to be part of
Team VinQ.
The solutions they've been brewing for you to acquire more vehicles, advertise merchandise, and manage those vehicles has made them one of the most sought-after dealer partners in the market.
They are 100%. CGC approved.
And when you visit them at VinQ.com,
you'll see a whole hill of beans worth of reasons why.
Team VinQ, let's brew!
Thank you. And in my mind and in my heart, this is what we think or what we feel. What we've done in the last 16 years and a month as IMAX is to, I believe, normalize how a deal. The improvement, but to normalize what a dealer does, to normalize how a dealer measures, to call things to task, to challenge the norm, to change the way dealers get reported, change the way that most vendors hit their monthly performance reviews and say, hey, here's how many eyeballs you get. What do you want to concentrate on next month? Hold on, you're getting a check. How come you're not telling the dealer, the client, what they should be concentrating on? The conversation doesn't change. Automotive Air Network said one of the last times we talked together is 1994. This is not like minute 10 or something. And we've been through two incredible down cycles since 2000 that I've lived through in the industry, my 23 and a half years. So really, it's about moving things forward. So what we're doing on the day-to-day dealership consulting side is really having dealers change their focus on what they're doing. Everybody's getting those OEM feeds on their homepage. Pushing inventory, pushing APR. Is that anybody really pushing affordability or communicating with customers in an area in a time where things are becoming less affordable? Are you making yourself stick out through your messaging, through your style of selling? Are you just relying what the OEM and vendors are telling you to do, your plug-in tools, your metrics? Or are you making the decision to talk with your customers, truly source them on the road to the sale, peel that data back into the marketing department to make those decisions, understand where your website can be better, understand where your marketing can be better, understand where you can ship cars faster with a guy like that.
Yeah, I know.
With a guy like who? Guy like
Don Brady.
The only Don Brady.
Come on in,
this guy right here.
Hey, dealers, franchise and independent, we have some great news for you and your number one sales pro.
Your website. Partner with Team MXS, we have the ability to pull you out of that cookie cutter merry-go-round and help your website embody what it means
to do business with you. From the highest quality production to the most strategic optimization, we want to help you connect better to the ever-changing market.
We owe it to you and your team to at least let us do a quick
and free
checkup on your website. We can't wait to hear from you.
Go to TeamMXS.com. Back to the show.
John, appreciate you. You know, just another one of those great guys walking around here.
There you go. Amazing. And if you remember, you got to remember, if you can't ship your car, you can always ship your pants. Yeah. So this is what we have to concentrate on. Consumers are worrying about that car payment. And coming into winter where heating costs are going up and they're looking at 10, 12, 15, 18, 20% interest rates on their newer used cars, except for when the Sabine and the drop rates come out heavily on November 1, everybody's bringing their programs back. You got the 0, 1 9s, 2 9s, 3 9s, but the average person is still looking at the most expensive car payment, used car payment in history in 110, 115 years of the automotive franchise. You're looking at probably another interest rate hike before December 31st.
You're in the same buzz, yeah.
And even though the strike right now is affecting parts and fix stops, because it's not the car supply. There's still a lot of aged inventory.
Not yet. It's going to happen, but not
yet. If the strikes don't end in the next 2 to 3 weeks, you're going to start seeing December, January, February availability. And that's no different than the COVID one as a result for what's available to sell. But at the end of the day, you have to be able to move money. Are you working on your vehicle acquisition strategy if you've not eased off the gas as new vehicles have become more available? Look at every part of your operation, both for variable ops and fixed ops. Do you have the right message? Do you have the right culture internally to sustain it? As these cats are talking about all the time with dealership culture, are you looking at correct measurement? And are you making your decisions to pivot or make new updates to what you do based on real data or somebody else's data for you? And then the beautiful part, being involved in another company on the WIA side, we're really concentrating as we build up to May 15, 16, 17, 18, Colorado Springs 2024, Cheyenne Mountain Resort is advancing the women in the industry. We've been working on the mentorship platform. We're always working on our speakers, and Joe Webb from Dealer Knows always does a great job. Joe Webb's club.
We know you're enjoying the show so far. We just wanted to quickly remind you about our partners at
Fixed Ops Digital
and how they are automotive's premier service marketing and technology company.
Not only proud sponsors of the Car Guy Coffee podcast, but they also serve as your dedicated point of contact for all your online service marketing related needs.
Servicing dealerships throughout the U.S. and Canada, the mission is to create a better online experience for your service customers while using data intelligence to drive more fixed operations revenue.
If you want to take your service marketing efforts to the next level, go to
FixOpsDigital.com.
Back to the show.
Let's go.
Working on our speakers, working on the content to bring the best conference, let alone in the industry, but definitely for the women in the industry. Veronica's working very heavily on it.
Veronica was working very heavy on making sure our wives made it to that event. She's showing all the pictures of where we're going to be. So she's a love Veronica. She's always working.
The golf lessons for the ladies on the last day of the event.
Yeah.
We got to get that signed up too. We got self-defense classes. That's, we got yoga.
Wow.
And we got golf.
That's
golf
right there, the folks. That is such a great idea.
So I get to enjoy steering improvements in the retail side along with the headcount that's really making the biggest impact in the human capital side with the ladies in the industry and getting them advanced, getting them mentored. I actually have to admit a fumble here live in the social media world. Somebody did select me as the mentor. I didn't get the notification, but a certain CEO of a company who's here said, hey, by the way, how's the mentorship going with my staff? And I'm like, oops. So I did a little fumble. I have to admit that, mea culpa. You know who you are. You'll be reached out to very shortly by a bearded gentleman from Texas. But yeah, the mentorship platform, what we're doing with our virtual vendor book, the content, the newsletters, and everything that needs to be done for the ladies in the industry. So I'm in a great place. Our consulting side of the business has grown. We're going to have our best year by about 40% in history.
That's awesome.
19 pre-COVID, we're the best year ever. We're going to beat it by about 40%. Really excited about that. Dealers are calling every week. And we're moving them forward. We're still hitting 3 to 5x ROI on our clients with their investment into our marketing, our consulting, our BDC training. We're getting a 3 to 5x return for our average clients. Some are better, the 3 to 5 average ROI on their monthly. Really excited about the close of the year. Really excited about what's going to happen for 2024 for the dealers that are ready for it. You're not resting on your laurels. You're not waiting for the OEM to drive traffic for you. You're not waiting even for your regional or your area marketing. Your tier two stuff, mm-hmm. I'm just going to call it stuff, to work. Anyways, you have to be the best marketer for you. So
I agree with you. Amen. And that all the way down, I want to echo this even to the sales pro on the sales floor. Don't rely on your dealer.
No.
You got to do it yourself. You got to find ways to market yourself and get stronger about that and get yourself out there. It's good to get a piece of the pie from the dealer, but bring your own pie sometimes. I'm going to tell you, it tastes way better. So I love what you're talking about here, Gary, and you're so right. On all levels, we need to get better at that. We can't just rest and hope that things happen. Because if you do, as we know, and he throws some stats out there, the rest of this year is going to be difficult if you just rest.
Quick question. Do you know what Smart Pixel 2.0, Location IQ, and Audience IQ have in common?
You know I do. They are solutions that our friends and proud sponsors, M1 Data and Analytics, are brewing for automotive and beyond.
Once again, you're right, my friend. And we want to invite all of our audience to go to m1-data.com to see how they can help propel your business forward with the right data insight.
Go check them out at m1-data.com.
Let's brew!
Come on now, back to the show.
This is a time to go. This is a time to get better. This is a time to find tools or partners that can help you and guide you to get there, right? So don't be afraid. Be excited, because usually when there's a downturn, there's huge opportunity. So take that opportunity right now to grow, build that business, and become something massive. Because there is two sides to every coin. Eventually, things are going to get good. Rates are going to be well. We'll have more cars. We'll have all these things where it's going to be more advantageous as a dealer to be able to be profitable and sell volume, right? But until then, get strong. Because when it does happen, you'll be able to crush it. You won't just slowly ease into it. You'll go right into it full pace, just full, like 75 miles per hour going down the highway doing it, right? And that's 95, the way I'm 95. I'm not from Texas. It's a little different down there, right? So, beautiful thing. I'm excited. I love what you're talking about, Gary. You always bring great information. And your theories and the way that you think, they're not theories. That's exactly how it goes. So, folks, if you need some information, reach out to him and his company. They're doing big things. What's the best way for them to reach you?
Either go to www.imacsweb.com, imaxweb.com. Call our office at 817-529-1945.
I didn't quite get that in there. Question up, which you guys see
got
this?
The website.
That's it. There you go. All right, perfect.
That so is correct, right? Like you guys. So it really comes down to you find us on social.
That's right.
You can find us on the web. You can ask a dealer, any of the 1,000 plus we worked with in the last 16 years.
Yeah.
And really, the best tip, the best advice I can give right now is tear apart everything, ask questions. We've onboarded 4 new dealers in the last month and a half. And the first things that we found were some of the basic 101 digital marketing funnels. Uh-huh. It's really important to make sure your house is clean.
Yep.
You're tracking everything you're doing. You're measuring. And then you're, again, pivot. You're able to move that. And if you're not measuring properly, and trust me, it's not been the easiest times. GA4 was not like a overnight, I understand all this stuff really easily. GA4, you got to invest some time. Get on those free Google videos. Understand whether you get fully certified or you just watch the content. Get certified on GA4. Work with vendors that are properly reporting their data to your GA4 data layer. Still dealers out there, I'd say over 60, 70% of dealers are still missing a lot of their data, a big chunk of their data, whether it's phone calls reporting in GA4, whether it's even their Google business profile, because the tracking parameters are not correct. They don't have them connected. The Google Ads account's not connected to GA4, so it's not reporting any data. So you actually go down to the campaign level, it'll say paid search, organic, paid search, referral. Paid search doesn't work that way. Simply because ads and analytics are not connected, that's your vendor's responsibility, but dealers, it's also your responsibility. So make sure you got a clean house, get educated, understand what you need to do, and then grow your business.
Come on. Y'all heard that right here. That's some free advice that he probably charges thousands for, right? But he's willing to do that. That's what it's about.
Yes.
We're making it rain over here.
He's putting that high quality inside of Car Guy Coffee. There you go. This guy right here really has a knack for making me not feel so smart. But it's because I am smart enough to have.
That's
really
why I have
friends
like him.
Because
if I don't know, I call him.
You gotta ask him.
It takes a try.
But remember, the most productive day of the week is today. You only got today, so do what it is that you can do to improve. Right. Pay attention to the things you need to pay attention to, and call people that can help point out the things that you haven't been looking at that you need to see properly. Have people in your corner to help make sure that you know what you're looking at. If you're looking at it this way, it can improve. But Gary, we are so thankful for the time that you've given us. And brother, we got to do one more.
He's leaving soon too.
He's about to get on a plane.
You about to fly. That's right. We're about to drop F-bombs, everybody. So let's get ready to do that on three. One, two, three.
Forgive, focus, fly, and keep growing.
That's right, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm Lou Ramirez, the Car Guy.
I'm Roland Art, self-pop hero.
Doing solutions with the one,
the only,
Gary May. All right, brother. Have fun. Enjoy your flight. You are doing solutions.